OSHA. Tell OSHA. Fell off a piano bench. Is that covered by OSHA? Well, the Supreme Court is considering same-sex marriage. Likeliest couple, Scalia and Roberts. Although Ginsburg and Kagan are not out of the question. What do you know?
Live from Little Rock, Arkansas to Ashland, Oregon, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, Senator Tammy Baldwin, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man waiting for the call to coach the Wisconsin Badgers in the Rose Bowl, it's Michael Feldman!
Brett who? Don't talk to me about it. Well, in the news it isn't, Repub Lemmings streaming over the cliff. The fiscal cliff, in case you're wondering which one. Speaker Boehner standing toes over the edge as members yell, jump. Negotiations are deadlocked now as Republicans propose a 47% across-the-board cut. 47%. See, that's supposed to trigger memory glands or something. The Dems counter with the offer to eat half the rich. And nationalize Coke Industries. But what the heck, you know, worth trying. Meanwhile, metaphor makers are desperately searching for a new one for a fiscal cliff. That could solve the whole problem if we just had a better metaphor, I think. So, rejected so far, fiscal root canal. Fiscal canard. So no one knows what a canard is. Fiscal molehill axis of fiscal. Fiscal iron curtain. Fiscal fistula, which is probably too medical. The wailing wall of fiscal. So they've all rejected so far. The good news. The good news is that the Mayan apocalypse hits before the fiscal cliff does. So. Although the garrison retirement is afterwards, so that's... President Obama is holding fast on his negotiations with the Mayans. So there's some hope of movement there, wrangling now only over who the cliff will bury when it comes down. In other news, Egyptian spring for cover. Maryland, same-sex marriage, and the Big Ten all in the same year. What a year for Maryland. Apple denies building 20 Macs in the U.S. just lip service. Or is it Windows dressing? I don't know. Now you can smoke pot in Washington, but you can't blow it into Oregon, so be aware of that. They just have to wait for the Chinooks to bring the cloud over. You know. That's, I don't know. You can kill yourself in Oregon, but you can't have a toke first. Does that make any sense? They should be okay in Washington, though, if they just wouldn't all smoke under the Space Needle, you know. How obvious is that, you know, getting high under the Space Needle. Get over it. Personally, though, I don't want to be high and be a lumberjack. I'm just saying. Or the guy who throws the fish at the market, Seattle market. Don't want to be high and be the guy who throws the fish at the market. Just some considerations. It is a big deal, though. This is like Arizona making Viagra over the counter. Oh, no? Okay, it's not. I'll pick it up. I thought it was. It's still other news that isn't. $1.5 billion price tag to fly to the moon. Even Andy Williams couldn't have afforded that. I don't mention a dead man never works in a joke. I was picking it up, but I'm just saying it's a lot. So it pretty much looks like the Koch brothers and Sheldon Adelson on the moon. That's it. So I'm not going. This I don't need to see, you know, so I'm not going, I think. Maybe an asteroid flyby, you know, something like that. Cheaper. There's a new proposal for a catch-22 retirement age. Every time you reach it, they raise it. Raise the number of missions required every time. In the Senate, DeMint has left the pillow. You will now head the Heritage Foundation for Men. I'm sorry, I don't usually put my giggles on. This leaves our own Paulie Ryan as the closest thing to a conservative intellectual in Congress. So, a lot of pressure on Paulie. Okay. The binge gene was found, and the researcher is checking his phone to see where he left it. Okay, the binge gene was found, and the researcher, you know, is checking his phone to see. Okay. I'm glad for the royals, I must say, but for once, I'd like to hear something about a commoner baby. You know, royal baby, royal baby. Okay. Guess you weren't thinking that, though. But they got so much goodwill from the world about, you know, having a baby that now the Assads are thinking about having one. And in still other news, the Pope and Lady Gaga are flaming one another on Twitter. Former Wisconsin coach Brett Bielema now rooting with the Razorbacks, while Barry Alvarez going through his trunk frantically for his old coaching sweats, ladies and gentlemen. Go Badgers! That's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much.